Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're so happy you're with us today.
And my name is Marie, and today we're going to have a lot of fun because today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson today is Alex's Amazing Watch. Alex's Amazing Watch. Marie, do you wear a watch?
Peter, I don't wear a watch. I don't wear one because I don't need one. I can look at my cell phone to tell the time.
Oh, that's right. We have cell phones, but they are big and they don't quite fit in your pocket. Well, watches are very nice too, and we will learn about one today. All right, friends, here's our Read It with Marie.
Alex has a new watch. It's very special. It's a fitness watch. The watch can get wet. Alex even wears the watch in the swimming pool. It can also count his steps. Walking can help keep Alex healthy. Great job, Alex! He took more than 10,000 steps today.
Thanks, Marie. So, Alex has a new watch, but it's not just any watch, right? It's a fitness watch.
That's right. Friends, do you remember how you felt when you got something new? I remember my grandmother bought me a beautiful ring. I felt very happy.
Yeah, you always get excited when you get new things and you tell other people about it. Well, we'll learn more about this watch today. Here's Christina with our key words.
今天讲到智能的健康手表 ,fitness watch. Alex has a special watch. 手表是 watch, 这个字 T 不发音。就算是游泳的时候也可以戴这只手表。This watch can get wet. 形容词 wet 是湿的。不只是游泳，你去走路的话，它还可以计算你走了几步。It can count your steps. 动词 count 就是计算。而走路可以让人维持良好的健康状态。It can keep you healthy. 动词 keep 就是维持、保持的意思。根据这只健康手表的记录 ,Alex 今天走了10,000多步哦。He took more than 10,000 steps today. 名词 thousand 就是千。10,000 就是一万。
Whoa! Nice watch, Alex.
Thanks, Ben. It's new, and it's really special.
What are those buttons for?
Watch this. I push this button. It counts my steps for me.
Wow! Do you wear it often now?
Often? I wear it all the time.
In conversation A, we meet Ben. The first thing he says to Alex is, Whoa!
Wow, when someone says whoa to someone else, it's like saying, Wow! Something is very surprising.
That's right. Yesterday, my friend colored his hair blue. The first thing I said when I saw him was, Whoa!It was such a surprise. But his new blue hair looks pretty good on him. I might do it.
Wow, blue hair would look very nice on you, Peter. Alex got a very nice watch. And now Christina will teach us more about this. Let's go to her right now.
今天 Ben 一看到 Alex 就称赞他的手表。他说 ,Nice watch.我们来学习这种表达方式，比如你见到某人第一眼，你可以发挥你的观察力。有位先生打了一条很亮眼的领带，你可以说 nice tie。有同事剪了一个新发型，你可以说 nice hair。这样子称赞人不但会让人觉得受肯定，他们也会觉得你关心他，注意到他。另外，如果有人这样称赞你的话，请你也大方的接受，然后感谢对方，不用太客气，一直说，哦，没有啦，这也不是什么好东西，很便宜的。 你不需要这么客气，可以很自在地说 Thank you, I like it too. 或是 Thank you, I got it yesterday. 只要大方地回应就可以了。
Thank you, Christina. That was very nice. By the way, Marie, I like your ring. It is very nice.
Oh, thanks, Peter. My grandmother bought it for me. I wear it all the time.
Wait, you wear it all the time? Really? Because you just used today's...
Calendar phrase!
I wear it all the time.
I wear it all the time.
我一直都戴着。
Oh, that's an interesting ring.
Thanks. I wear it all the time.
Do you wear it when you sleep?
Yes, I wear it all the time.
Do you wear it when you swim?
Yes, I wear it all the time.
Oh, you must really like it.
Not really. I just can't get it off.
Oh.
I wear it all the time.
I wear it all the time.
我一直都戴着。
Wait, Peter, you never saw my ring before? I wear it all the time. I wear it from morning until night.
I'm sorry, Marie. I'm a guy. I don't notice these things too often. Anyway, Alex's watch has many buttons on it. And Ben asks Alex, what are all those buttons for?
What are all those buttons for? How about we go to Rebecca to learn more about this?
Hello there, friends! If you want to ask someone what something is for, you can use this grammar point. What are noun for? For example, what are these shoes for? Or, what are those pencils for? Make sure that you...Use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, friends, you can use this question to ask about things that you don't know about. What are all those shoes for in your closet?
Exactly. And we're going to be learning about the word buttons. Can you think of something that has buttons?
Oh, I can. An elevator has many buttons.When I was younger, I used to press all the buttons at the same time. People got mad. I don't know why.
You did do that, Peter?
You bet I did.
I did the same thing. Now we see in conversation A that Alex wears his watch often, meaning most of the time.
That's right. Well, I can't wait to learn more about this watch. Alex will share a little bit more in conversation B.
Alex, your watch!
It's okay, Linda. It can get wet. I can even wear the watch in the swimming pool.
Really?
Yes, it's no problem.
Wow, what kind of watch is that?
It's a fitness watch. It can keep me healthy.
What does it do?
It counts my steps.
We see in conversation B that Linda panicked. Why did she panic? Because Alex's watch got wet.
When something is wet, it is covered in water. When you take a shower, you get wet.
Right. When it is raining outside and you don't have an umbrella, you get wet.
Yeah.Now, the good thing about Alex's watch is that his watch can get wet and it won't break.
Yeah, he can even swim with his watch on. It's a very special watch because it's a fitness watch.
In conversation B, Alex says, it's no problem, meaning it's okay if his watch gets wet.
Well, yesterday, I ate lunch with my friend, but I forgot my wallet. I keep money in my wallet, So my friend let me borrow money. He said, no problem, just give me the money tomorrow.
Wow, that's a special friend. Now, Alex has a new fitness watch. Fitness usually means exercise and being healthy, right?
Right. So, Peter, do you exercise at the fitness center across the street?
I go to the fitness center sometimes. I should go more often, but I don't have a lot of time. I would like to make some bigger muscles.
Well, if you go, you can make bigger muscles. You can make it happen.
Well, Marie, if you don't go to the fitness center, how do you stay fit?
Well, these days I don't really exercise, but I'm going to start. I'm going to start today.
That's great. What will you do?
There's actually a big park near my house. I think I'm going to start jogging around the park. And I think I'm going to buy a fitness watch.
That will really help you. You should. A fitness watch can count your steps and keep you healthy.
Yeah, just like Alex's new watch. Some fitness watches can even count your calories.
Count your calories? That will help you learn how much energy you use. Friends, do you have a watch like this? If so, talk about it during the break. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking about Alex's new watch.
That's right. It's a very special watch. It can count how many steps he took today.
I wonder how many steps Alex took today.
I wonder. How about we go to Conversation C and see how many steps Alex took today? Did you see Alex's new watch?
Yeah, it's really cool. It can get wet.
And it counts his steps. He took over 10,000 steps today.
That's a lot. Alex is taking care of his health.
I walk a lot now, but I don't know how many steps I take.
Get a fitness watch. Ask Alex about it.
In Conversation C, Linda asked Susie if she saw Alex's new watch.
Yeah, and she did see it. She said it looked really cool. Now, the word cool in this sentence means very stylish or very fashionable.
That's right. I saw a really cool car today. It was red and it was a sports car. The car was going really fast, too.
Wow, that sounds like a very cool car. Now, Linda said Alex took over 10,000 steps. 10,000! That is a lot of steps.
1,000 is an amount. It's a number. 1,000 is 100 times 10. Wow, that's a lot. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, 1,000.
根据 Fitness Watch 健康表的记录 ，Alex 今天走了一万多步。He took over 10,000 steps today. 这里的 10,000 十千就是一万的意思。既然有十个千，那 thousand 为什么不加 s 而是 10,000？ 基本上讲到数字的时候，如果 hundred 或是 thousand 前面有数字的话 ，hundred 和 thousand 都是不加 s， 所以三百个人是。300 people, 2000个座位是 2000 seats, 800间饭店是 800 hotels, 这些 100 和 1000 都是不加 S.
Peter, I went to a concert the other day and there were 3,000 people there. There was so many people. It was very crowded.
Wow, 3,000 people? That would be crowded. Now, Alex is taking very good care of his health. He is being fit. When someone takes very good care of their body, they exercise regularly.
Right. Something I need to work on. Now, it can also mean someone wants to eat healthier. Instead of eating toast and butter for breakfast, they choose to eat fruit.
That's a good idea. So, what are some ways you can take care of your body? One of them is eating healthy. The other is exercising. What do you think, Marie?
I think getting enough sleep is very important. Now, in conversation C, Linda doesn't know how many steps she takes when she walks.
That's right. She doesn't count her steps. When we walk, we take steps. Here, I can show you how to take a step right now. Ready? Here we go. That's a step, friends.
Peter just took one step, but I can take two steps.
All right. One, two. Wow, we are counting steps here at LTE TV. Now, yes. I can't imagine taking 10,000 steps or just 1,000. Wow, Alex, good job. You're exercising very well. Well, friends, we're out of time for today, so it's time for our keywords. Let's review them together.
Here's our first keyword for today. Watch. Watch. My watch tells me the time.
Wet. Wet. It rained. Now I'm all wet.
Count. Count. Count the pencils. Are there enough?
Keep. Keep. Children keep their parents young.
Thousand, thousand. My town has 10,000 people. All right, friends, remember to review our keywords. But for now, let's go to our lesson and review.
Whoa! Nice watch, Alex.
Thanks, Ben. It's new and it's really special.
What are those buttons for?
Watch this. I push this button, it counts my steps for me.
Wow! Do you wear it often now?
Often? I wear it all the time.
Alex, your watch!
It's okay, Linda. It can get wet. I can even wear the watch in the swimming pool.
Really?
Yes, it's no problem.
Wow, what kind of watch is that?
It's a fitness watch. It can keep me healthy.
What does it do?
It counts my steps.
Did you see Alex's new watch?
Yeah, it's really cool. It can get wet.
And it counts his steps. He took over 10,000 steps today.
That's a lot. Alex is taking care of his health.
I walk a lot now, but I don't know how many steps I take.
Get a fitness watch. Ask Alex about it.
What are you doing, Monkey Man?
I'm walking.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, because I want to walk 10,000 steps.
Whoa, that's a lot of steps.
Yeah, I know.
How can you count all those steps?
Well, I don't have to count them, Ginger. Look, my watch counts them for me.
Your watch can count steps?
Yes, it's a fitness watch.
Whoa, do you wear it when you exercise?
I wear it all the time.
Even when you sleep?
Yes.
even when you swim?
Yes. It keeps me healthy.
Wow, that's a great watch. What time is it?
It's time to be healthy.
Yeah, that's funny.
If you look into your eyes, you'll discover there's a place inside, a place you've never known, and all alone it's been the light that's guiding you. And once you can't believe, the light within will come shining through, come shining through. If you listen to your heart, it will lead you to the place that you've been searching for. Your shining star is just within your reach. Beautiful butterfly, spread your wings and soar. If you believe in miracles, this one is yours. Dare to dream, dare to believe. You can soar so high beyond the clouds, discovering where dreams are found. When you can dream, dare to dream, dare to believe. You can soar so high beyond the clouds, discovering where dreams are found. Dare to dream, dare to believe. Any star is reachable when you can dream. Life is so incredible when you can dream.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. It's really exciting to talk about new technology, especially things like Alex's watch. Now, do you have any new technology in your home?
I do. I just bought a new template. And with this template, I can take pictures, take video, and even play a lot of games. It's really cool, Peter.
Wow. Do you watch movies or TV on your template?
I do. I actually watch TV on my template, which I never did before. But it's pretty awesome.
Wow. Hey, I have an idea. What if in the future we can watch movies on our new fitness watches? Then we can run and watch movies. That would be pretty cool.
That sounds very cool. So you can watch a movie anytime, any place.
That's right. Well, you can come here anytime, any place. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.